Which members of a congregation have the right to make decisions for that congregation? And what kind of decisions are we talking about? What kind of decisions do they have the right to make? And what are the limits of their authority? Now, these are questions that we need to discuss. These are very important questions. And the peace and the harmony of a congregation depend on how we answer these issues. So we're going to look at three questions regarding authority in the church. We're talking about the government or the organization of a local congregation. The first question that we want to raise is this: who has authority in the church? The answer is the elders. The elders of a congregation have the right to make decisions for that congregation. These elders are men that are sometimes called in the Bible bishops or overseers, and they are also called pastors. Now, what I want to do is to look at a few passages that teach that elders do have this authority. The first one is in Acts 20, verse 28. Some of these passages we have looked at in previous lessons, and this is one of them. Acts 20, verse 28 says, "Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood." Verse 17 tells us that Paul is talking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. And the Bible tells us in verse 28 that they were the overseers of that church. And overseers have authority. It wouldn't make any sense to say that they were overseers if they didn't have any kind of authority. Let's turn next to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. And we're going to look at verses 12 and 13. 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, and we're going to begin reading in verse 12. Paul said, "And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake." The Bible says that they work, they labor among you, they admonish you, but most importantly, they are over you in the Lord. That must be talking about elders in the church. Now, the next passage that I want us to notice is in 1 Timothy chapter 3. 1 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to look at verse 4 and 5. Here the Bible, in describing the qualifications for bishops or elders, says in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4, that an elder must be one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? So an elder begins by showing his management or leadership ability in the home. And the Bible uses the word rule there. And so he takes what he has learned in the home and he applies that in the congregation. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 17, notice again this word. 1 Timothy 5, verse 17. "Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine." That passage talks about the elders ruling. But I suppose that the most clear passage on this question is found in Hebrews chapter 13. The book of Hebrews chapter 13. We find in verse 17 these words. Hebrews 13 verse 17 says, "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." So we notice here, first of all, the word obey. The members of the church are to obey these men. Well, if they don't have any authority, if there is no decision-making authority in the office of an elder, then how on earth can members obey them? How can members be told to obey people that don't have any authority? Well, that wouldn't make any sense, would it? When we say that children ought to obey their parents, that means that the parents have authority to make decisions for them. When we say that citizens should obey the laws of the land, That means the rulers have decision-making authority. Well, when the Bible says here that the members are to obey them, that means that these people have authority. And again, that must be elders. These are those that have the rule over you. In verse 7, verse 17, and 24 of this chapter, he talks about those who have this rule. Now, that is exactly what Paul was talking about in the book of 1 Timothy when he talks about elders ruling there. So then he says that we are to obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. Well, again, submitting involves yielding your will to the decision of someone else. And again, this must be talking about elders because the Bible says that they watch for your souls. Hebrews 13, verse 17 is a very clear passage on the question, do elders have authority in the church? And the answer is yes. The second question is this. What kind of authority do elders have in the church? Well, let's talk about the kind of authority that they don't have first. Elders do not have any authority to change the Bible. They don't have any right to add to it or take from it. Elders have no right to do something that God said not to do. For instance, the Bible says that women are not to exercise authority over men. 1 Timothy chapter 2, 11 and 12. Well, if elders come along and say, we're going to let women preach, we're going to let women serve as elders and deacons and so forth, then they're changing something that God said. They're teaching people to do something that God said not to do. And elders do not have that kind of authority. Elders do not have authority to tell people not to do something that the Lord said people are to do. For instance, in 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6, the Bible says to withdraw from every brother that walks disorderly, and that is a commandment of the Lord. Elders have no right to come along and say, well, we know the Bible says to do that, but we're not going to do it here. They have no right, they have no authority to drop that from God's word. The authority of elders lies in matters of judgment. Now, what I'm talking about is matters where God gives a duty, but he doesn't say exactly how it's supposed to be done. And you find this anytime virtually that God gives a duty or a commandment. For instance, the Bible tells us that we are to assemble together. Hebrews 10:25 says that we are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Well, the matters of judgment are many in regard to that assembly. For instance, the Bible tells us that we are to meet together on the first day of the week, but exactly when, it doesn't say. So are we going to meet at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on Sunday morning? The Bible doesn't specify. Now, who makes that decision? Well, the Bible says that is why we are to have elders in the church. Where are we going to meet? Are we going to rent a building? Are we going to build a building? Are we going to meet in someone's home? That's a decision that elders are going to have to make. Now, obviously, elders, and especially wise elders, are going to listen to input from other people. But when a decision has to be made, God put elders in that role. Here's another example. The Bible plainly says that there is preaching and teaching that needs to be done in the church and by the church. Well, who's going to do the preaching? Are you going to have one man? Are you going to have more than one man to do the preaching? Who are the teachers going to be in those classes if you have classes? And when you have a preacher, how much are you going to pay that preacher? What's the amount going to be? These are all decisions that have to be made in a congregation, and there are hundreds and hundreds of these kinds of decisions that have to be made on a local level. So the authority of elders is like the authority that God gives to parents. The Bible says that parents have authority over their children, Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Well, parents don't have any right to go against God's word. They don't have any right to change the Bible in their home. But they do have authority to make decisions where God has not legislated. And the same thing is true with rulers. Rulers of a nation have a right to make decisions for the citizens. Now, they don't have a right to go against the law of God. They don't have a right to tell people that they can't worship. They don't have the right to change God's moral law. But they do have a right to make laws, to legislate in matters of judgment. Now, this brings us then to the third question, and that is, are there limits to this authority of elders? Well, we've already answered that in the last point, but I do want to look at a really specific passage found. In 1 Peter chapter 5, we have referred to this one before, but let's look at it again. In 1 Peter chapter 5, beginning in verse 1, Peter said, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof." In verse 2, he stresses then the authority of elders. He says to do this not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Verse 3, "Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being ensamples to the flock." In verse 3, he tells elders that they are not to be lords over God's heritage. What does that mean? That means that elders are not to act like tyrants. They're not to misuse or abuse their authority. They're not to take the Word of God and bind where God didn't bind. They're not to take the Bible and loose where God did not loose. And they're not to have the authority of oppressive dictators. The Bible says that they're not to be lords over God's heritage, but be examples to the flock. So we might parallel again here parents in the home and rulers over a nation. Parents in the home have authority, but they have no right. They have no authority in the home to change God's word. Rulers have authority over a nation, but they have no right to be oppressive to good people in that society. So parents in a home sometimes do overstep their bounds. Sometimes they do abuse their authority. Sometimes rulers abuse their authority. They overstep the line when it comes to the authority that God has delegated to them. You see, what we're talking about here, folks, is the area of delegated authority. God has delegated authority to parents to be over their children. God has delegated authority to rulers to be over those citizens. And God has delegated authority to elders to be over the church in matters of judgment. Not matters of doctrine, but matters of judgment. So yes, there is decision-making authority in the church in matters of judgment. And God placed that authority in the hands of elders.